How many people in this room have ever had a day where everything felt overwhelming, but you told everyone you were fine? Now you can raise your hand. I know there's probably a couple of you out there. Now I know most of us have experienced that moment, the moment where we smile, say, I'm okay, and keep going, even when we're struggling inside. Now imagine feeling that way, not just for a day, but for weeks or months. That's the reality of mental health struggles for millions of people around the world. Today, I want to talk about something that affects every one of us, yet is often left unspoken: mental health. And I want to connect it to a powerful idea, the theme that guides so much of the work we do in Rotary: Unite for Good. When we hear the phrase Unite for Good, we often think about service projects, helping communities, supporting education, or fighting diseases. But there's another challenge quietly impacting millions of people every day: mental health struggles. Mental health challenges don't always look the way we expect. They don't always appear as obvious sadness or distress. Sometimes they look like someone who's always busy, but deeply overwhelmed. Sometimes they look like someone who smiles and jokes around, but is actually dealing with a lot internally. Research shows that about 1 in 4 people will experience a mental health challenge at some point in their lives. That means in almost every classroom, workplace, or community gathering, someone may be struggling silently. And that's where the idea of unity becomes incredibly important. Mental health improves when people feel supported, when communities become places where individuals feel seen, heard, and understood. There was a time when I was dealing with a lot of stress and pressure. From the outside, everything looked normal. I was going to school, keeping up with responsibilities, and doing what everyone expected of me. But internally, I was feeling overwhelmed and unsure how to handle everything. At first, I didn't talk about it. I thought I just needed to push through it on my own. But one day, someone close to me noticed something was off and asked a simple question: are you doing okay? It sounds like such a small moment, but it makes a big difference. Just knowing that someone cared enough to ask helped me open up and talk about what I was going through. It reminded me that I didn't have to deal with everything by myself. That experience showed me something important. Support often starts with connection. And that's exactly what Unite for Good can look like when it comes to mental health. Sometimes we think making a difference requires something huge and complex, but often it starts with something simple: checking in on someone, listening without judgment, or letting them know they're not alone. Mental health struggles can feel isolating when people believe no one understands them. The challenges can feel even heavier. But when communities come together with empathy and compassion, those struggles become easier to face. That's why breaking the stigma around mental health is so important. For many years, people avoid talking about mental health because they were afraid of being judged or misunderstood. But mental health is just as important as physical health. If someone breaks their arm, we encourage them to see a doctor. If someone is dealing with anxiety or depression, they deserve the same understanding and support. When we unite as communities that openly talk about mental health, we create environments where asking for help becomes a sign of strength, not weakness. Rotary has always been about building strong communities. And strong communities aren't built only through service projects. They're built through human connection. Connection protects mental health. When people feel connected to friends, family, mentors, or organizations, they are more resilient. They feel supported when life becomes difficult. This is why unity matters so much. When we unite for good, we create networks of support. We create spaces where people know they belong. And belonging is one of the most powerful forces for mental well-being. But unity also means taking action. We can support mental health by educating ourselves and others. We can advocate for resources in our community. We can support programs that help young people develop resilience and emotional skills. And we can lead by examples with kindness, patience, and empathy. Imagine a world where no one feels alone in their struggles. Imagine schools where students feel safe talking about stress or anxiety. Imagine communities where asking for help is normal and offering help is natural. The world becomes possible when we choose to unite for good. Each one of us has the power to make a difference in someone's mental health, not necessarily through grand gestures, but through everyday acts of humanity. A kind word, a listening ear, a moment of understanding. These small actions can remind someone that they matter, that they are not alone. And sometimes that reminder is exactly what someone needs to keep going. So today, I encourage all of us to think about what Unite for Good can mean in the context of mental health. It can mean starting conversations. It can mean reducing stigma. It can mean supporting one another. Because when we unite, not just in service, but in compassion, we create stronger, healthier communities where people don't have to face their struggles alone. And that kind of unity truly has the power to change lives. Thank you.